came round the corner just to where it was flooded, and I was sitting maybe about halfway back on the bus, so I couldn't quite see just how bad it was. And the bus driver, he stopped for a minute or two, and then he says, "Oh, we might get our feet a wee bit wet here." And as soon as he started, the water just came rushing through the door, and you had to put your feet up onto the seat, and then you're putting your feet up onto the backrest and the seat in front of you, as it just kept coming in before it, I don't know how far it went before it ground to a halt. I think the water just carried over to the side by the looks of it. I think it kind of lost control quite quick.
I mean, what were folks saying in the bus? Were they pretty panicked then?
I think everybody was kind of a bit shocked at what was happening at first.
It must have been quite terrifying as well, seeing that water rising up in the bus, was it not?
It was, because it came in quick. It was, I think it probably only happened for maybe 20 to 30 seconds, if that, before we stopped. So you didn't quite get time. It went from no water to, is this going to stop here? How far are we going?
So it took quite a few hours for the emergency services to get to you. What time was it before they got there and got you out?
You could see them over in the bridge. They were there, I don't know, maybe within, say, half an hour. I think it was because of where it was, they had to plan how to get us over, and then they had to get the fire brigade, the rescue boats, so they had to wait for it to come from here. And because all the roads were shut, I think they had to go kind of a long way.
Talk us through the actual rescue mission then. How did that unfold? How did you all get off there?
Well, the first 10, they all went away in the helicopter, so I think they tied a line so that it was easier for the, I'm not sure what you call them, the rescuer anyway from the helicopter, to get back on the bus. And the two guys from the fire brigade, they were pulling them on, and then people were walking down the bus one at a time and getting winched up to the helicopter with them. But they could only, once they did the 10 on, you had to go and refuel. So it was just like me and the three other, the driver and two fire brigade left to wait to see if the helicopters came back. But it never did, and they sent out another boat, another fire brigade boat. I think it came from Pollock. And then I think eventually it was the lifeboats that came and got us out, and we just climbed out through the window.